It is 8:42. It is also World Health Organization's World Sight Day, and here to look into our eyes is Dr. Justin Bazan, who is a doctor of optometry, here talking about a campaign to let people know they need to look after their eyes. Doctor, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us, and happy World Sight Day. Hopefully you and your listeners are thinking about your eyes today.
Well, we don't think about them too much until they get blurry, you get something in them, or maybe you stare into a mirror and look into your eyes, to look into your soul to see how your day is going to go. But enough of the ethereal talk. Let's talk physically about our eyes. I guess it says here that up to 80% of cases of blindness are avoidable. Talk about that, how that is, and why this is becoming a problem for some folks.
Well, we know that patients who are getting their annual eye care are going to help to lower the risk of problems because your eye doctor is going to help keep you on track for great vision and healthy eyes. A lot of the conditions that we see are a result of damage that's cumulative and irreversible. So we want to make sure that we are staying on top of any change because usually early detection leads to better prognosis and certainly better patient outcomes. So building an annual eye exam into your schedule is very important, and that's one of the main goals of us being on the air with you today, is to get those listeners to schedule.
And, of course, your eyes also are a look into other health issues too, right?
Yeah, so the same nerves and blood vessels found throughout the body are found in your eyes. So we see ocular manifestations of systemic disease all the time. For example, a patient may come in and we can detect that they have high cholesterol. Or we may look at the blood vessels and see early changes to the blood vessels, which would indicate vascular conditions such as diabetes or high blood pressure. Sometimes we're picking up changes to the skin around the eyes, and we note that there's some skin cancer there. And sometimes there's even some more ominous changes inside the eye. When we look inside the eyes, we can pick up some ocular melanomas. So all of those conditions, we definitely want to have the ability to detect them on the front end of them, because it often will give you a much better chance of making sure that they don't cause any real serious problems with your vision or your ocular health.
Doctor, is there anything we can do day-to-day to keep our eyes healthy?
Yeah, day-to-day, I think many of us who are sitting down, and as I am right now and as you are, we're in front of these screens and our phones, and our eyes take a beating. So digital eye strain is how tired our eyes feel or how blurry our vision gets or how much of a headache we have after being on these devices. So when you work with your eye care provider, he or she may be able to give you some tips on how to limit digital eye strain, or sometimes they may be able to prescribe a pair of eyewear that helps combat the signs and symptoms of digital eye strain. So that should be part of the conversation at your annual comprehensive eye exam.
I see it says here you encourage us to get outdoors for some activity for at least 2 hours a day. What's the benefit of that?
Especially getting your kids outside, is we know that kids who are outside for a couple hours a day have the ability to prevent or delay the onset of nearsightedness. And once nearsightedness starts to set in, we see that it often can get out of control. And we used to think it was no big deal, you just get a stronger pair of glasses. However, we know now that myopia, when it becomes a higher amount, can put you more at risk for damaged and diseased eyes. So it's important that we help prevent our kids from developing nearsightedness, and getting them outside for a couple hours a day seems to help do that or delay that onset of myopia. We don't know the exact mechanism, but we know that kids who get outside have a delayed onset of nearsightedness. So get your kids outside, get them off their digital devices. I'm sure parents would like to do that anyways, though.
And you got to have them eat their vegetables, or all of us eat our food. What foods are good to help our eyes?
Yeah, so having a great diet is part of our overall health, but our eyes are tied into our overall health. So eating well and maintaining a good diet is important. We know that the omega-3s also have a positive impact on our eyes, and the dark green leafy vegetables, such as your kale and spinach, are great sources of nutrients that help maintain great vision and healthy eyes. So everybody go out there and buy some kale today and get your eye exam scheduled.
How about for kids? You mentioned them getting out for playing. We set their diet for them. How often or how soon do we have our youngsters get an eye exam?
That's a great question. question. And oftentimes parents are lulled into the false sense of security that, hey, my kid goes to the school nurse every year, my kid goes to the pediatrician, and they get their vision checked. Checking vision in those situations often isn't ideal. And remember, just your looking straight ahead, a.k.a. your central vision, is one small little component of what we do as eye doctors, part of an annual comprehensive eye exam. So we, not only do we check the vision, but we check the front, back, inside, and out of your eyes to make sure they're healthy. And that's something only an in-person eye doctor, comprehensive eye examination can do for you. So the age is also a myth. If we're waiting for kids to tell us there's a problem, often it could have been handled much earlier. And oftentimes kids don't even speak up about problems because their blurry vision is their normal world to them, and they don't know they're supposed to see clear what clear vision looks like. So I love seeing kids in that first year of life. So infants, I'm talking babies here. 6 months to a year, we like to do an infant examination to make sure that there's nothing that's going to majorly impede their normal development and that their eyes are healthy, such as congenital glaucoma or congenital cataracts. Then we love to see toddlers at age 3 where we can get a little bit more of some feedback, verbal cues from them. And then certainly every year when they're going back to school, it's a great time to get their eyes checked out to make sure that they're healthy and that the vision hasn't changed and that they are going to be performing their best in school and all their extracurricular activities.
ThinkAboutYourEyes.com is a good place for people to go to get find a doctor, get scheduled. It's, again, the World Health Organization's World Sight Day. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning and sharing the insight.
Thank you so much. Have a great World Sight Day and continue to think about your eyes.
Absolutely. Dr. Justin Bazan joining us, doctor of optometry. Greg, I didn't get a chance. I'm running out of time, but I was going to ask him, how often do they change their eye charts? Because, you know, I could start memorizing.
Oh, yes.
I could start memorizing.
That's the best question of all.
And the question I always, like, is there
Are they the same from, you know,
exactly.
office to office?
Does some guy who comes around with a briefcase, hello, hi, I'm selling your eye charts today. Would you like to get the three, the M, the L, the RS, and, you know, the B and the D? I've got this new one. It'll trick people. Most of these people won't be able to read that one. And who could read this bottom line down here?
Well, you know what? I'm looking at some eye charts that you can actually buy.
What?
And the letters are jumbled up. They're not the same from one to another. For example, I have one across the top, TZO. I have another one, FP.
Is it Swellen? Is that a company name or is that a...
Snellen.
Snellen? See, I can't.
I guess you need a checkup.
I've got bifocals. I've got a screen that is up above.
I know.
Put myself at like a 40-degree angle here. It's very difficult.
And what do the eye charts look like in Russia?
Snellen. What do you mean? They look? I don't know.
You know, they've got some different kind of letters there in Russia.
I guess so. It looks like my phone when I get those Chinese emails that show up occasionally on here.
We can get our own eye chart for like $12.
Well, are you allowed
17
to?
Why not?
Can't you license?
Why can't we have one?
Oh, okay. We can get one in time for our 70th anniversary. We'll
That's
bring people
right.
through.
Not Come only, up next Wednesday not, between 8 and 5 sure. and take an eye test.
Exactly. I need just to put the word, by the way, we had the word tchotchke we were looking at before.
Yeah.
Interesting. Sort of a Yiddish word. And also from an obsolete Polish word.
Okay.
And did you know, now, you're of a certain age, so I'll just say this. Growing up, did you ever hear the word tchotchke?
No.
Absolutely, because it said it didn't actually
What do you mean
it.
Absolutely? I never heard of it. Oh, you mean absolutely. I did not hear it.
This is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
The word tchotchke really didn't show up until the 1970s. I mean, it existed out there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
There was a point of maybe then when people had enough trinkets, maybe from all the 50s and 60s traveling, you know, the roads of Route 66 and picking up all the little pieces. That's when they finally decided, well, we got all this stuff here. It's tchotchke.
Right.
So, yeah, not until the 1970s did it actually kind of make its popularity. So,
and then in recent decades, like a word gravitas worked its way into journalism
right.
lexicon. But give me a break.
Someone said tchotchke is also like a woman, or there's another, who knows? And
really?
Not to be confused with tchotchke. That's a different whole thing. Tchotchke. Tchotchke?
Joni.
Joni, yeah, right. But that was tchotchke. T-C-H-O-T-C-H-K-E.